Reporting from the State Track and Field Championships for 1650 The Fan, I'm Carl Woldridge. Latest things on the track for us, the hurdle preliminaries, 100-meter hurdles and 110-meter high hurdles. And of all of our area competitors, two of them qualified for the finals in the 2A 110 high hurdles. It was the Jessup duo of Noah Sheridan and Parker McCone qualifying for the finals. Sheridan qualifying in 14.88 seconds. Parker McCone ran a 15.19. Also running in the high hurdles was Rhett Wardell of Dyke, New Hartford. He ran a 15.47. And Casey Wirtjes of Denver ran a 15.45. Neither one fast enough to qualify for the finals. In Class 3A, Samuel Roos of Waverly-Shell Rock ran a 19.54 and did not qualify for the finals. In the 100 hurdles, it was Olivia Bellows of Appleton-Parkersburg, the fastest area finisher in 16.34. Caitlin Zell of Jessup ran a 16.52. Neither one will qualify for the finals. And in Class 3A, Avery Beckett of Waverly-Shell Rock ran a 17.43. That was not fast enough to qualify for the finals. Next up on the track will be the 4x200-meter relays. On the boys' side, it'll be Denver Union and Dyke, New Hartford. On the girls' side, it will be Dyke, New Hartford, Denver, and Union. After that, we'll have the 400-meter hurdles, and we've got several area competitors in those events. 2A discus, Taylor Wesley of Dyke, New Hartford finished 7th, throwing 113 feet. Sydney Egana of Denver scratched on all three of her attempts. So unfortunately, she did not place in the 2A discus. Reporting from the State Track and Field Championships, for 1650 The Fan, I'm Carl Woldridge.